Hi, welcome to Get to Know. We are your hosts Natasha
and Gemma from Art Gecko Sketch.
This is a podcast series dedicated to getting to know our art community.
From art tips to art advice, we'll be covering it all with a special guest each episode.
If you want to hear more about us, our artists, or anything else, message us at Art Gecko Sketch on Instagram.
And whilst you're there, please don't forget to give us a follow or subscribe to our channels.
Hey guys, welcome back to an episode of Get to Know, a Gectacular episode of Get to Know, I'll have you know. Today we have the wonderful Ginger Dan.
Hello.
Hey.
Welcome to the podcast. Thanks for joining. Thanks so much for joining. You just got me, your host Natasha, today. Unfortunately, Gemma couldn't be here, but it's all fine. We're still going to have a good time.
Scheduling issues, you know?
Exactly. She's just too popular. If you don't know who Ginger Dan is, where have you been? We shout and scream about Ginger Dan all over our socials, obviously. But if you'd like to take a moment to introduce yourself, talk about you, who are you, what do you do, all of that.
My least favourite thing to do. I'm awful at talking about myself. I'm great about tangents and talking of other things. I am Ginger Dan. I'm a visual artist, graffiti, illustrations, murals, anything. I like to paint bright, bold characters. I like to do, big, bold characters. That's the main vibe here. That's what we're going for. Oh, and I host workshops too. I do drinking draws, I do life drawings, I do all sorts of things to get more people doing more art, because I think art's fabulous, so we should all be doing it.
It is fabulous, it is. And yeah, completely. All the bright, the bold, the colours. Whenever we're like on social and your work just pops up, we don't even need to know like it's you, because it's obviously you. It's all dynamic, all the lines, all the details, all the colour. Just so good. Very good. But welcome to the podcast. Thanks for coming on and joining. Hope you're doing well. How's your day been?
Really good. So I'm in my little pop-up residency studio in the middle of Birmingham, which is really, really cool. I'm excited. Today's the first day that I've been actually open, which has been really nice. Had a lot of people popping by, saying hello. And I've been painting a portrait canvas-y moment as well at the same time.
Fantastic. Oh, that sounds like such a good day.
Really nice day. Really nice day.
Yeah. I feel like we need to swap. Very good. Unfortunately, I'm not quite as talented, so I feel like I could just put you out of business in one day. Oh dear. Anyway, right, so we'll start with a couple of questions. Very informal, just here to have a chat, really get to know you and spread the love. First things first, what is your favorite media to use?
Ooh. See, this is tricky because I like all forms of medium. I just like painting. I think my favorite would be spray paint, because it's just, it's bold, it's bright, it's opaque. You kind of like, when you're using it, you move with your whole body, so it's super gestural. And you make big messes when you use it, and you get to paint really big. So, and it smells fantastic.
I do. Oh, like, yeah?
Smell. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Because your desk loves us at the end.
Oh yeah. It depends what you're using. Like, you've got to use a respirator when you're using it, and I'm terrible for not. But if you use
always Montana, use protection, kids.
Always use protection. if you did Montana 94, they actually put vanilla in the paint. So when you're painting, it smells like sweets, which is really nice. So
that is really good.
Little tidbit there, yeah.
Noted, thank you. very good. I've never actually used spray paint. I mean, actually, no, that's a lie. I have to spray my bike when I was 13 years old. But that's what I did.
You remember what colour?
It was neon pink.
Solid shot. Solid choice.
And I stained my fingers.
It's difficult for people to try to start to use it because of how much space you need to use it. That's why legal walls are so important, and it's definitely something on my radar. Get more legal walls, get more people painting.
Yes, cool. Okay, well then, keeping on the art theme, obviously we know that you're just all full art, like you're just a full-time artist, aren't you? Oh, you're not anymore!
I work a lot, so, and I work really hard. I'm always drawing and I'm always painting because I couldn't not. But I have a part-time gig at a place called Red Brick Market. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. So it's kind of like Birmingham's answer to Affleck's Market in Manchester. There's another one in Liverpool as well. Basically, it's a huge warehouse full of spaces that people rent from Red Brick to sell whatever they want. So you get a real wonderful cast of people in there selling loads of different things in there. I've got a little stall in there where I sell bits and bobs.
So it's like art-related work then. So
Yeah.
Okay. This is still a relevant question, kind of. This is. I was going to say, how did you get to the point where you can make a living from your art? It is kind of relevant.
I think attrition, just keeping on doing it. You just got to, I think, I've been freelance for a little bit, had that little moment, but I quite like having a day-to-day job as well, just to keep me grounded, keep me from being only in my studio and going completely nuts. Like, because if I was just in my studio creating all the time, I'd just be in a little bubble, I wouldn't really go out of that. And working in Red Brick and having my little part-time gig means that I meet loads of new people, I can scout out different murals and all the rest of that loveliness. So
yeah, a little bit of freedom from, because I think sometimes you can get too into your little box when it comes to creativity, and then you kind of get a little bit tunnel vision and you're like, can then become too, I guess, what's the word?
It's cabin fever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, very good. Okay. Sorry, there's a weird noise going from over there, and I'm like, what is this noise?
That's why I keep looking over there, because that's where the door is. I'm like, person? No.
We'll just do it together at different points. Like, oh, hello. Ooh, what's going on? No one will know what's happening in this podcast.
Just two meerkats having a conversation.
Oh, I love it. Okay, if you could be any art material or media, what would you be? That's a weird question, but...
Hang on, let me think.
If I was going to be anything, I'm going to go real specific. I'll be a coral pink Posca 5M marker.
Oh, yes.
It's such a solid color. I use that color so much in my work. It's crazy. Like, it's one of my favorite markers. That and the aqua, them two together. Mm-hmm. Solid choice.
I love that. That's very good. Very good question. Very good question. I'm complimenting
very good question,
myself.
Very good answer. Very good chat. Look, let's go. Chat is chatting.
All the chatting. Hold it. Cool. Okay, here's a fun one. Although sometimes it doesn't go the right way, because we've had people on the podcast, it is a fan favourite, this question, but we've had a lot of people be like, no, we don't like this or we don't like that, so we do whatever, we'll see what you say. Pineapple on pizza, yes or no?
No. Aggressive no. Like, never. Like, pineapple's a fruit.
I mean, saying that, tomatoes are fruit too, so that's kind of like a flaw in my theory here. But pineapples just, I've never been a big pineapple fan anyway. It's not the one. And it can stay away from pizza. You know, I want my pizza to be nice and, you know, savoury and delicious. Mascarpone, mushrooms, bit of ham on there, perfect. Maybe some garlic butter over the top of that. Come on now. Stone bake that, I'm ready, you know?
Tea time already. Get it in my belly.
Get it fast, let's go.
Very good. I'm so pleased you said that, because I won't lie.
You know, answer, anyone that likes pineapple on pizza,
I'll tell that Gemma in a second. She loves it. And I'm like, You're wrong.
You stand by my opinion, you're wrong.
Very good. Well, I'm glad you got my back. okay, back to, I guess it's a bit more serious, but it's an interesting question. What's the best advice you've ever received? Whether that's in relation to artwork or not artwork, just what's the best advice you've ever had?
So my normal answer when people ask me this is I always say what my nan has always told me. So my nan has always said to me, the older you get, the more you realise you don't know anything. And, you know, I really think that's applicable to many things, especially artwork. I've found, like, when I was at uni and I was kind of, like, doing loads of different types of different artworks, like, not just drawing, I was sculpting, I was doing photography, I was doing everything I could possibly get my hands into. You kind of, you spread yourself so thin, and then you kind of, you refocus, and then everything's a development cycle. Yeah. So the more you go round and round on this development cycle, the more you realise, I don't know what I'm doing, I'm just doing things, you know what I mean? And I think that's something to I like to hold on to when I'm doing my artwork. But then art-specific advice, I think I once got told, I can't remember who bloody well told me, but it's bloody good advice, draw one thing and draw it lots. And I've got a natural affinity towards clowns and demons and sort of outsider characters. I love them, I really identify with them. And so, there's one I made earlier. I just drew demons for like a solid 2 years, just putting them on stickers and everything. And it taught me a lot about my style, because once you're focusing on one subject, you can allow all the other creative things to flow through. And you can get through that like development cycle, and you know, you learn a lot doing that. So draw one thing, keep drawing it, lots.
I love that. Both pieces of advice there are really good. Like the people don't know anything, like yeah, quite literally. I think it's quite easy, especially when you're like quite young, whether you're a young artist or whether you're just younger, it's so easy to think, oh, well, they're older than me, they must know everything that's going on about, and da, da, da. And it's just like, it's just so big, big, scary world, and where do I start? Yeah. And you take your time, and then you realise everyone's winging it.
Yeah, yeah. Your favourite artists winging it. No idea what they're doing, they're just doing it.
How do you do that? Oh, I do it because it's this way, because it looks good. Why? How? What? I just do it.
See, and that is my bugbear with art education. So
I have a massive bugbear with the like the structure of it, because like having to explain everything you're doing stops you from actually doing. It hampers you from creating. Like it's all like I'm happy to talk about my artwork with people, definitely, but do I want to write essays telling people exactly why I picked that one colour in that one space? No, because it's natural, it's intangible.
Yeah, completely. I think though it depends, I guess it depends what kind of art you're going to go into, or like where your interests are in the end, because I guess if you're looking into like art history, then that completely makes sense to like write about things like that and analyze everything. But if you're just drawing like you, then you don't really need to.
I think it's the difference between studying an artist's work or creating the artwork. Because if you're talking about art history, then you're dissecting, you're trying to analyze and understand, which makes sense. I don't want to dissect and understand and analyze. I just want to create, you know?
Very good. And create the same thing over and over and over again.
Oops, slight differences as you go.
Because that's how it happens. Like if you're just drawing one demon, you're going to end up playing with different colors. And then once you get bored of trying different colors, you're like, what if I did this with spray paint? What if I did this with watercolours? What if I did this with, you know, some cheap biros I just got from Poundland?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Or like, what if I decided to make the eyes slightly bigger, or like the cheekbones more defined, or like make that nose a bit more, I don't even know what the word is, a bit more like that.
Yeah, none.
Very good. Okay, moving on. This is an interesting one. I think I'm interested what you say with this, because you churn out so much artwork. But how often do you create the finished piece? Slash, do you find sometimes you just have to start over again? Like, is every outcome that you've got on your wall, like, is that a solid all the way through? Or do you sometimes find it hard to finish?
Realistically speaking, so my background's fine art. So when I went to uni, I studied fine art. And when I studied fine art, I got told no piece is ever finished. It's all just part of your practice. So I look at my artwork and yeah, the illustration might be done, but the work around that illustration isn't. I love to create a piece, change the way I've colored it, switch out a few different elements and play around with it. So I guess I don't know if things are ever really complete, if that makes sense. And the other thing though, I will say is that if I am starting something, I will take it to a point where I'm like happy with it, but I can't define what that point is, the end point of it. I just know, and I'm like, right, that's that one done. And I do try, like every now and again, like, I actually have my sketchbooks. Here's one I made earlier.
Hey!
So,
nice brand. I like that brand. Yeah. What a good brand.
Normally with my work, I do try and only show and share finished pieces, but this, for instance, is a sketch that I wasn't like completely happy with, but I still made sure to finish all the rest of the line art, so it was finished to me, but not finished in a set in a way that I'd be like, right, I'm really proud, I'm going to show this to everyone. But that sketch then became this one, which I was really happy with, and I was like, ah, I've got the rabbit right now. And then that one became that one there.
Oh yeah! Oh, that's
awful. So it's an evolution. I think the idea of doing like a rabbit 2023 character was there. It was just developing it along the way. So yeah, didn't answer your question, but I did kind of.
No, you answered it. That's fine. We love it. Very good. Very good answer. And you showed us all your work in progress, and we love a work in progress.
So. Yeah. Got enough of it.
Okie dokie. So, what's your favourite TV show / film?
Oh, well, that's a big question, that. At the moment, I mean, oh God, that's a difficult one. There's so many. I'm a pop culture nerd. I can sit and devour a Netflix show in minutes, just demolish it completely. What am I watching? I mean, I've got my Dororo t-shirt on today, which is like a really, really sick anime on Netflix. It's also a manga, and the manga, the illustrations in there, it's really grungy. It's like really like 90s kind of like style of like manga. It's just
really like metal and quite heavy.
I love that. I'm gonna definitely check that out. That's so on my street.
Good.
You know, I also like really cutesy things like Steven Universe. Like, I like a bit of everything. I do you ever find that really difficult to answer when people ask you what you watch at the moment? Because I find I watch that much stuff all the time. It's difficult to like, oh yeah, that was really, because Black Mirror, I just finished the recent season of Black Mirror. Loved it. It's great. There's only a couple of episodes that were duds, but I just, yeah, I could sit and watch TV all day long.
Yeah. I find that in particular with like music as well. I listen to so much music, and then so I'm like, watch it. Like, maybe, I don't know, maybe about 5 years ago, I could have easily been like, this is my favorite band, this is my favorite album. But now I'm like, but I like this at the moment, but then last week I like this, and then the other week I like this, but it's just,
What I will say,
so my all-time favourite thing at the moment for like, while I'm working and just having on, and also sometimes when I'm not working, just because I love it so much, have you ever heard of Critical Role?
No, I haven't, sorry.
It's the nerdiest thing you're ever going to hear about ever. So it's basically a bunch of voice actors that have done games, anime, blah, 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 blah. And they all play Dungeons and Dragons. And
amazing.
So there are three campaigns. I've finished campaign one, I'm in campaign two, and there's like over 140 episodes for each, like campaign one, campaign two, and they're like 4 or 5 hours long each. So there's like a huge volume of content. And you like, I'm so invested in the world that they've built now, like I can't put it down. But if you wanted a good gateway into that, I would recommend watching Vox Machina on Amazon. It's based off the first campaign, and the animation is by the same people who did Invincible, if you've ever seen that. Whoa. Oh, am I allowed to swear? I just realised.
Oh, sorry, you just broke up then.
I'm like,
bleep it out. Bleep
that. Terrible. Okay, hold on. Retake that. It's flipping fantastic.
It's getting
fantastic. It's getting awesome. Get to know.
Oh dear.
I'm gonna take that.
Critical Role. Amazing. It's all on YouTube. Go check it out. It's rad.
Cool. I will do. That sounds great. It's funny you mentioned about Dungeons and Dragons. Actually, my boyfriend's really into it, and he's trying to get me to like join all his mates. He's like, Do you wanna join me on a campaign? I was like, yeah, I could try it out. I don't really know what I'm doing, but I'm happy to try.
It's awesome fun. It's great because it's not a game you play to win, it's a game you play just to enjoy playing it. I mean, like, I draw a lot of like demons and fantastical creatures, so it really speaks to me. So definitely do it.
I can see the inspirational like flow that you've got going on there, from like all you consume to then what you output. It just makes sense. Yeah, very good. Cool. Well, this kind of is relevant then. How do you keep inspired over time as an artist?
Well, just
consume media constantly and don't close off from things. I think I, like when I was a teenager, I was like only emo. I only listened to My Chemical Romance. I only, you know, that was me, that was it. Nothing else could get in there. And then I got a bit older and I started to branch out with my tastes a little bit, so I started listening to a bit of rap music, a bit of everything else. Just let all the influences just happen. And I think another good piece of advice actually is to always make your own mind up about things. You might get told that a movie's awful, but you might actually really enjoy it instead. You never know. So I would say, if you want to be inspired all the time, don't close off. Keep your mind open, let yourself enjoy new things, and let yourself hate things too, because if you don't like something, you can find inspiration in that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good. Yeah, I completely agree with that. And equally, I think a lot of the time, I was completely the same as a teenager, emo, only listened to like, yeah, My Chemical Romance, Avenged Sevenfold, Bolt and Valentine, and... Ah, sick!
Yeah.
And I was always like, no, they don't understand me. They don't. Yeah. Like, those chants, they don't understand.
Yes.
Oh my god.
But actually, as I've got older, I've come to realise that everything's inspired by everything else, and quite a lot of music, art, whatever it is. It's all come from somewhere else. It doesn't, just because you're really into like really obscure anime, doesn't mean that like the inspiration didn't come from like Barbie, for example. Like it all flows.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, right. Got a very serious question. Our final question. Very serious. Fan favourite as well.
Mm-hmm. Serious time.
What's your favourite cheese?
Okay. So, anyone who knows me knows I'm a cheese. Pardon me. Hold on. Rewind. Anyone who knows me knows I'm a cheese nerd. Like, I love it. So, big shout out first off to Camembert. Can't go wrong with Camembert. Baked, garlic in it, a bit of rosemary on top, some nice bread, get the dipping on the go, you know? But I love a smoked hard cheese on a burger. Oh, what's my favourite cheese? That's really difficult. I think just it's got to be Brie. It's got to be Brie. Brie's just. It's. I think where a camembert, you can camembert's quite overpowering, and Brie's just a. Brie's the great add-on, you know. Just chuck Brie onto loads of different things. Bacon Brie and cranberry is probably like the best sandwich. It's just perfect.
Oh yeah. I never tried that. That sounds really good. Why have I never tried that?
Get your bacon really crisp. Mm-hmm. Make sure you don't like, you want bacon to be super crisp, your Brie to be kind of super gooey, and then you want a really nice sweet cranberry kind of like sauce on a really nice like focaccia bread. Mm.
Oh yeah.
Again,
is it tea time yet? Oh my gosh.
And you can double that up. One of the points.
Oh, don't. Oh, well, I don't know what I'm going to have for tea. Again, I'm going to have everything, all of it for tea. Why not? I was going to say, in relation to the... sorry, my voice went then. The cranberry and the brie. Have you ever tried cheddar cheese and strawberry jam?
I haven't, but I have tried cheddar cheese with mango chutney. That is a great mix. You got the sweet, you got the sharp. You got to go for a really sharp cheddar though, like a really nice strong. It's gonna crumble when you're cutting it. It's that sharp. Yeah, that's what you want.
Oh yeah, that sounds really good. Okay,
we're both definitely quite hungry. I assume though. Like it's we're talking about food here.
It's always the way the podcast goes. I won't lie. It's just like ignore the art and like what we're actually meant to be here for. Let's just talk about how good food is and how hungry we all are. Oh, lovely. Well, that was that's some great answers there. Thank you very much. I'm definitely taking a lot of that on board, especially the food.
Yeah, always.
Always. Yeah, thanks very much. So, to all the listeners out there, this is where I talk to the outside world, not just to you, Danny. Yeah. Thanks so much for joining. Make sure to obviously head over to Ginger Dan's socials, all of the socials, TikTok, Instagram, all over the place. We'll just tag them everywhere. It'll be all over the screen like this.
Pow, 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 pow. Like and subscribe. Comment. Yeah. It helps with the algorithm. All the rest of those fabulous things. Right. Definitely.
Exactly. Yeah. And if anyone has any suggestions as well for anyone else that they would like to feature in the podcast, join.
I've got a suggestion.
Oh yeah,
get roots on the podcast.
Yes, yeah, so you want to contact Roots actually. Yeah, we were going through the Get Exchange artist list and we were like, oh yeah.
Yeah, me and Roots went to college together.
Nice.
I'll drop her a message and be like, get on the podcast, get to know,
join. We want to get to know all the artists, all of them, every artist that ever exists.
Most importantly, we need to know
that they don't like pineapple on pizza.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. We need to spread.
Fundamental question.
Fundamental. Yeah, we need the knowledge. We just need, that's all we need to know. Yeah. But yeah, thanks so much, Danny, for joining. I hope you've had a lovely time. Lovely chat.
Thank you.
Lovely speaking to you. Throughout this episode, I'm saying this now, and people listening will not be able to see this, but people watching will be able to. You'll have seen all of the artworks and popping up all the way through this podcast.
Oh, sweet.
All your fantastic work.
My the Get to Book, there we go. So. This is amazing.
I still can't.
It's amazing. I love it. It's so good.
So we're so pleased that they've gone down so well. Like when literally when you like posted up that you'd like almost finished, like, oh my god. I swear it only got sent out a couple of weeks ago.
I'm not joking. I'm not joking when I say I have a compulsion. I can't not draw. Like if I've got a biro in my hand, if I've got anything, I'm scribbling with it. Like I can't help myself.
And that's really good because that shows that you're like pursuing your passion and it is your true passion. That's amazing. And that's quite rare. Not a lot of people can say that. So very good. Right, fantastic. Sorry guys, I'm going to do it again. Like and subscribe, spread the love, all of that jazz, and stay tuned for even more Get to Know Us. Maybe with Gemma, maybe not with Gemma. We'll see. We'll see, we will see. Right, thanks guys.